Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. Chrissy speaking.
Yeah, hi Chrissy. My name's Kayla. I have a chicken who I believe has like a respiratory illness.
Yeah.
It's got to the point, I've tried to manage it by myself, but I think it's got to the point where she's probably needing to be put to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. So I only got her like maybe a month or so ago, over a month ago, and I contacted like the breeder and like they sort of gave me some advice on what to do, and I've been trying to clean it and stuff, but it's now spread to her other eye and it's looking pretty bad.
Okay. Is she struggling to breathe? Is she having
So she's still eating and drinking.
Yeah.
And like she's still standing up. I've got her separated from my other two hens.
Yeah.
Because I sort of thought if she was get sick and it might be something that they can get.
Yeah.
And they're doing great. They haven't caught it. But she doesn't. I don't know. Every now and then she'll do that, opening her beak like really wide, like gasping.
Yeah.
But. But like the eyes are looking pretty bad. Like I was able to clean it up and she looked like she was coming good.
Yeah.
Now I'm sort of getting to the point where I'm like, ooh, like I feel like it's not fair to keep sort of trying to problem solve it by myself.
And she hasn't been seen by a vet yet?
No, I was just like, I was giving her, like multivitamins in water and like doing sort of like the little eye bath things with her and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like I said, she looked like she was coming good. The eye cleared up almost.
Yeah.
And then now the other eye's gone and it's just like really, they're both really oozy.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we are fully booked up the rest of the week, unfortunately.
Okay.
I do have some time on Saturday if you wanted an actual consultation with the vet.
Yep.
Sort of assess her and see what was going on and if there were sort of, you know, any options for her.
Yeah, I think my concern at this point is like even if, you know, like even if she were to get better at this point, if she's got something that then she can still just give to my other two chickens who are like healthy and happy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It just all depends, you know, what she's got, but yeah, there is the possibility of it spreading, but like she could need sort of antibiotics and, anti-inflammatories and all that sort of stuff. Depending,
see, this is where I'm sort of like, and I know it's horrible to say, like, as in, it's like for a chicken, whether I want to invest like quite a bit of money into vet work. And I got their like Polish hens, so they cost me quite a bit to buy in the first place. But in saying that too, like, I don't know what to do. That's what I was sort of thinking, like, maybe, like, putting her to sleep might be the best option, but...
I guess if you wanted to just put her to sleep, if she was sort of that bad and that critical, I could squeeze you in just for a euthanasia, but it wouldn't be a consultation with the vet. It would just taken out the back,
Yeah.
out the back without sort of a face-to-face or anything.
Totally.
Yeah, I can get you in for an actual appointment on Saturday.
Okay, so in terms of cost, what are we looking at for both? So, like, for a consultation, what would I be looking at for that?
So the consult's 170, and then any sort of, medications, treatments on top of that. If it was just the euthanasia, I'm pretty sure it's the same.
It's the same?
Euthanasia's 150.
Okay.
Just the euthanasia.
Okay, let me like sit with it for a second, because I have been trying for the past week and a bit to push her through, and I've been giving her all these different natural things that I thought might help, but obviously it's just not.
With things like that, usually we have to use sort of like really strong antibiotics and sort of really sometimes we have to flush the nasal cavities and sinuses and all that sort of stuff, because So it can be quite sort of like a bit of an
ongoing
thing that we have to keep treating over and over for things.
Okay.
So it just all depends like what it's like, what's causing it. It can be quite sort of not very pleasant. And an ongoing sort of issue.
Okay. All right. I will have a think about it and I'll give you a call back. I'm not sure what to do.
All
right. Thank you so much.
You're right.
Bye.